Welcome to NoSpinHomilies.com. I invite you to join me to reflect upon the homilies of Father Dan. Father Dan will challenge us to open our heart, mind, and soul to the Word of God. Father Dan will draw upon sacred scripture, along with art, literature, and the lives of the saints, to help us grow in our love and knowledge of the scripture. In doing so, we can become the living Word of God in this world. Now it is my pleasure to present to you No Spin Homilies.
What is the one thing in this world that you value above all things? Maybe a better question is, what is the one thing in this world that you would sell everything that you had for, or do anything for, to obtain or possess? Such that when you had it, your joy was complete. You wanted nothing else in this world. What is it? What is that one thing? Is it wealth? Fame? Maybe beauty? Maybe good health for you as well as for your family? Maybe, if you're vertically challenged, height? Well, in the gospel for this weekend, Jesus tells us exactly what we must value above all things in this world. Once again, Jesus in the gospel is teaching from Matthew chapter 13, and he's teaching again using parables. Remember last week, Jesus used the parable of the wheat and the weeds, and he taught us a valuable lesson about good and evil, and why they both exist in our world. Well, this weekend, Jesus is teaching us another important lesson. In this case, it's about the kingdom of God. And Jesus tells us, specifically in the parables, how valuable the kingdom of God is and what price we must pay in order to obtain it. Listen now. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. Once he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and he buys it." Essentially, Jesus is telling us that the kingdom of God should be the most valuable possession in the world for us, in such a way that the kingdom of God is a priceless treasure that a wise person, not a fool, a wise person would gladly give all that they have for a chance to seize it. In doing so, it's an opportunity of a lifetime. Now, why is that? Why is the kingdom of God this priceless treasure? Well, in order for us to truly understand Jesus' message, first we have to understand what Jesus means by the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not necessarily a place here on earth, but a way of life, a way of ordering our life to Jesus Christ, being the person that God intended us or created us to be, rather than the person that our society or our culture tells us we should be, how we should act, how we should live our lives, and what we should value. Saint Irenaeus once said, "God is glorified when the human being is fully alive." I'll say that once again. God is glorified when the human being is fully alive. We are fully alive when we are the person that God created us to be, so that the kingdom of God can reign in this world, and the world will be restored to what it was created to be prior to the fall of grace with Adam and Eve. Essentially, what Saint Irenaeus and what Jesus are trying to teach us is that we were created to be in relationship with God. That's what Jesus is saying. See, that's what the kingdom of heaven is all about, the kingdom of God. To order our life to Jesus Christ, to be the person that God intended us to be, which is a person in relationship with God, and therefore the manifestation of that relationship is a daily prayer life, an active sacramental life in which we are going to Mass every week, fulfilling our obligation, in which we have fidelity to the teachings of Christ and His Church. We're serving others in this world. My friends, what we have to realize is that God created us and all of creation in a very meticulous and loving way, so that all of creation glorifies God. As I've told you before, we are not a mistake. No one here is by mistake. God intended to create us, and He did so in a very careful and loving way. And when we live out the image and likeness we were created in, we give glory to God, including all of creation. For example, take a flower. A flower glorifies God for simply being what it was created for, being a flower. A flower does not try to be a tree. A flower doesn't try to be a plant that produces fruit. The flower simply does what it is, what it was created for, to be a flower. And therefore, the flower reflects back to God glory, the glory that it was made in. Likewise with us, when we live out the image and likeness that we were created in, the likeness of God, that's when we become fully alive. That's when we give glory to God. We reflect back to God the glory that we were created in. And when God looks upon us, He sees His image reflecting back to Him. And that's all that God ever wants from us. Now you see why the kingdom of God demands such a high price. Notice in the parables, both men, they sell everything that they have to buy and possess the kingdom of God. They hold nothing back. And so what is Jesus trying to teach us now? That the kingdom of God demands a very high price. Essentially, the kingdom of God demands the price of our life. We must give ourselves completely over to God. The kingdom of God demands the greatest treasure that we possess, and it's not our cars, our houses, our portfolios. It's our very lives. That truly is the greatest treasure we possess. Yet, what's the potential problem for some? They find that the price is too steep for them to pay, and so they hold out. They wait for a discount or for a sale on the kingdom of God. They know the person that they should be or were created to be. They know the kingdom of God, but they are not willing to pay the price. They don't want to completely commit themselves in a relationship with Jesus Christ. They practice their faith when they want and how they want, based upon their schedule and their priorities. They try and fit God in here and there. There is something else in this world that is more valuable to them than the kingdom of God. Yet, my friends, this can't be the case for us. Jesus is clearly telling us the kingdom of God is ordering our life to whom we are created by and to the image to whom we were created in. That's why it calls for such a high price. Our lives. There should be nothing more valuable in this world than relationship with God. Now that's clearly on display in the first reading. Here in the first reading, Solomon understands this, and he tells God that he is committed to serving God and his people. Now God is pleased with this, so much so that he tells Solomon that he will grant Solomon anything that he asks for. And yet, Solomon asks for one thing and one thing only, wisdom, so as to properly serve God's people. And God praises Solomon for this. Listen now. The Lord was pleased that Solomon made this request. So God said to him, "Because you have asked for this, and not for a long life for yourself, nor for riches, but for understanding, so that you may know what is right. I do as you requested." God praises Solomon for his request, because the wisdom he asked for will be used for the express purpose so as to serve God's people. Solomon didn't ask for a long life or for riches or for anything like that. Now, if he were to ask for those things, it would signify that Solomon was serving or thinking only of himself. Worse yet, that Solomon wasn't willing to pay the high price for the kingdom of God. But he did. And so too must we. My friends, we know the kingdom of God. We know the price of it. If we truly value it more than anything in this world, then we will gladly and without hesitation pay that price and then enjoy it. And may the peace and the grace of Jesus Christ rest upon you always.